They'll be looking out to windward, they'll be looking out to lee, when we send them Yankee scows to the bottom of the sea. We will break their backs and bellies as we slip beneath the waves, when that little boat, the Hundley, breaks the Yankee blockade. Oh, them Yankees come to Charleston late in 63, 'cause they thought if they took Sumter they could bring us to our knees. So they brung them great ships hither and clearly planned to stay, as they thought to break our will with a mighty blockade. Horace Hundley was a man with a mind both sharp and neat, and he thought he knew a way that them Yankees could be beat. He'd just slip into the harbor, sailing close beneath the tide, set a charge and watch them great ships die. They'll be looking out to windward, looking out to lee, when we send them Yankee scows to the bottom of the sea. We will break their backs and bellies as we slip beneath the waves, when that little boat, the Hundley, breaks the Yankee blockade. So he built a boat of iron like was never seen before, 'cause it swum under the water without sail or without oar. Without fire, without steam, to turn the iron screw, just the courage and the muscle of her fearless crew. Housatonic was a Yankee sloop, drove by steam and screw. Her decks and guns were manned by a well and hardy crew. When the lookout spotted Hundley sailing close beneath the waves, Housatonic skipper tried to get her underway. They'll be looking out to windward, they'll be looking out to lee, when we send them Yankee scows to the bottom of the sea. We will break their backs and bellies as we slip beneath the waves, when that little boat, the Hundley, breaks the Yankee blockade. Through a fusillade of gunfire, the little boat pressed through. The crew of Housatonic didn't know quite what to do. But the Hundley's crew were fearless, and hearts stayed ever full, when they drove the spar torpedo into Housatonic's hull. We may never know what happened, no tongue can ever tell, for when they blew the spar torpedo, it caught her magazine as well. Housatonic then caught fire and met a sorry end. The crew of H.L. Hundley were never seen again. They'll be looking out to windward, they'll be looking out to lee, when we send them Yankee scows to the bottom of the sea. Break their backs and bellies as we slip beneath the waves, when that little boat, the Hundley, breaks the Yankee blockade.